where my studio is in the house is right above the laundry room.
Okay.
So I'm directly above the laundry room. Mm-hmm. So our washer and dryer are loud.
Right.
So there's 24 hours in a day. All I ask for is 1 hour from 7 until 8. Don't do fucking laundry.
Right. Exactly. Do it before 7, after 8. Very easy.
Right. And let's cut the laundry off, I don't know, midnight.
Right.
You know, let's just, so I can sleep, because it's really loud.
Right. Okay.
So I would like the laundry to be done at midnight and laundry not to be done between 7 and 8. That's the only thing I ask.
You don't have a lot of rules. I have to say, like, you as a father.
That's my only rule.
Exactly. You have no rules in that house. Your house is a bunch of people that do whatever the fuck they want. Like, nobody cares. Nobody asks. You have no rules.
Yeah. You called me a couple of weekends ago and you said, what are you doing? I said, I'm mowing the lawn. And you said, don't you have two kids? No, my kids don't even mow the lawn. They don't do jack shit. I came home, so my oldest went out and bought cat food and cat treats, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So he bought that, he put it on the kitchen island, left it in the bag on the kitchen island for me to put up. So they can't even go the extra step to put things away. I have to put things away. Okay.
Well, listen, they bought it. They can't also put it away. That's two jobs.
Oh, and they went and got it. So now they're going to have to put it away. So all I ask is 1 hour. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. It's 1 hour a day. What do I hear right now? The washer going on.
You have to give them consequences. You need to walk downstairs and unplug that machine.
I'm going to put a timed lock on the door that it's going to lock. And you're going to have to put your card on it. And if it doesn't open for your card, it's not your time. You're going to screw yourself to only 1 hour a week of clothes washing. If you have to wash clothes outside of that 1 hour, you're going to have to take your clothes to a laundromat. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. Right. It's 7 o'clock on a Friday night. Why the heck? And you know it's 7 every freaking time. It's 7 o'clock. I do the show above the laundry room.
Right. And this isn't new. You and I have been doing this show for over a year now. So this is not new information for them.
That's all I ask. I don't ask for anything else. My kids don't lift a finger in this house. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, I can entertain the people and talk for a minute or two. If you want to go downstairs and unplug the machine, that's what I'm telling. You should go down there right now and just pull the plug on the machine.
But then I'm going to have to go down there. After the show, and I'm going to have to jump behind it and plug it. It's a whole thing. Why does nobody listen to me? I say it, and they just go, screw him.
Because you don't give them consequences. This is what I'm saying. You don't give them consequences to their actions. They know that you're a pushover. They know that you suggest, please don't do laundry between this time and this time. And they don't care. They don't give a shit about you because they know you're not going to do anything about it.
Right.
You're not going to punish them. It's not going to be any consequences to any of their actions. That's your problem. That's why you're too good to them. You're too good to those kids.
How many clothes do two people go through that the washer has to go all the time? You and I, when we lived in New York, we only washed clothes once a week.
If that.
Right. And that was under protest.
Right.
But now it's like it never stops. Every time I walk in the house, the washer and dryer are going. That's not cheap.
Right. That's a good point, too. They're spending all your money on the electric bill and the laundry.
And the laundry detergent and the bleach and all that other bullshit.
Yeah, the laundry detergent's really expensive right now. And my guess is they're not filling up that load. They're probably washing like three things at a time. Like, I have a favorite pair of shorts that I hate when they get dirty and they're in the laundry. And I ask my boyfriend, please just do the laundry, wash my shorts. If I had my own machine in my house, I would just throw those shorts in as soon as I was done with them. Every day.
At 7 o'clock.
Well, no, I wouldn't do it at 7 o'clock because I'm not an asshole. Your kids are assholes.
That's what it is. It's you have no idea. I yell about this every day. This is not something new. This is not something that I just brought up today. Mm-hmm. It's just something I bitch about every single day. I walk in the house yesterday. I saw my oldest and I said, "What? Not washing clothes? Did the washer break? I mean, that's all you do is wash clothes."
Yeah.
They take clothes off the hanger, throw it on the ground, step on it a couple times and put it in a washer and set it to start at 7. And the but other 23 hours a day, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're not doing laundry. The whole time you're telling the story about J-Lo, all I hear is a freaking washing machine.
But this is what I'm telling you. You do not understand giving them consequences. They just live with abandon in your house. They have no consequences to anything they do. There's no repercussions. There's no punishment. There's nothing.
I'm That's the worst why they do whatever
they
do. The
they
world.
Step all over you.
The worst you're not the, father in the world.
No, to them, you're the best father. To them, you're the biggest pushover.
I am. Yeah, I fill the refrigerator every week. It's mm-hmm. full of food. They want nothing. If they were sitting in their room right now and go, "I'd really like pizza," they can go in the freezer and there's 35 different types of pizza. There's food everywhere. They want for okay. nothing.
Okay, I've got a good idea for you. I got a really good idea. Instead of unplugging, you're taking your blood pressure right
I'm
now.
Having like
your heart, your heart rate's on the way up. Should I get a defibrillator? Let me know if I should call somebody. No, I think what you should do, okay, if you don't want to unplug the machines, that I understand, they're a pain in the ass to get back there and plug and unplug, and your hands are big and fat, you can't get back there. Why don't you take the detergent and hide it? You should take all the detergent.
Because we have the big fucking Costco ones.
It doesn't.
There's nowhere
you
to
can't
hide
carry
them.
That?
No, I don't know where to hide it. There's nowhere to hide the big, huge tubs. It doesn't work like
that. In your studio with you right now.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to put more shit in my studio because.
Yes. Yes. Every night at 6:50, you go down there, take all the detergent, anything they could possibly need, take the dryer sheets, take the bleach, take all that stuff, bring it into your studio and lock the fucking door. And that's it. They need consequences. You are too much of a pushover. You need to stand up for yourself. You're being bullied.
At 5:30, clothes were going into the laundry room and I rolled my eyes and they said, "You're not going on the air till 7. Okay. So they did that load and then another one. And then another one.
Because all you did was roll your eyes and they think that's adorable. You are being bullied by your own children.
I am. They need to just call me sucker. Dad, you're a sucker. Thank you.
Why don't you stand up for yourself?
Because I hate drama. I only want drama when I'm talking to you and it right. comes to a head because all I can hear is the freaking washing machine. That's all I hear. That's the loudest freaking thing in the world.
But that's why I'm saying instead of causing drama, just do what I do. Be passive aggressive. Just go downstairs and get all the Tide Pods or whatever the hell they use and just bring it all up to your studio. Just do that. Right before, like maybe 6:30. Just hide it. Lock your door. You have to do something. You have to take a stand. Otherwise, they're going to continue to step all over you.
To do
and
this
frankly,
every night.
Let me tell you something. The direction where this show is going right now.
Exactly.
Right. So I need you focused. I need you here. I don't need you worrying about your stupid kids bullying you and taking advantage of you. Otherwise, I am flying down there and taking care of this myself.
So we're talking about millions of dollars for this show. And you can't wait a fucking hour to close. God, drives me crazy.
Your problem is you've never had a real roommate. Like, you and I lived together and it was sort of like adorable, but you've never had a real roommate where you've done things to torture your roommate passive aggressively. There's so much stuff you can do.
They get together at 7 and they have meetings and they say, "How can we screw with Dad today?" I know. will wash the clothes. No, no, no. He doesn't like it between 7 and 8. It doesn't matter. He's not going to do anything. That's what they're doing right now. They're having a freaking meeting downstairs.
Okay, where do they keep their clothes? Their dirty
clothes? All over the floor of their room.
Okay, perfect. Here's what you do. You lock their doors from the outside with a lock so that they're stuck in there for the full... You need to do some serious... You need to do something really dramatic.
Like jail. I need to have a buzzer that locks their doors like jail. And they can only come out...
in their rooms like jail.
They can only come out an hour a day for exercise. Like jail.
No, they can come out before... How about this? Before 7 and after 8. From 7 to 8, you lock them in their room. Or, easier, why don't you just lock the laundry room?
See, that's the thing. I think I should put a lock on it and put a button up here, and you have to come up here and beg me and pay me to hit that buzzer. And it's not going to happen.
These are all solutions. You're going to have to do one of these.
It's either that, or I buy another whole new building and put the studio in it, and it's going to cost $300,000. Or you can not wash your clothes for an hour a day.